Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
YouTube, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Make sure you guys smash that like button, like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good stuff as you guys enter into my world, okay? And also throw some gems or whatever in the comments. And if you are a realtor, please put all your information in the comments. Now, I want to make sure you guys can see my screen. Can y'all see me nice and clear? I just want to make sure before we're going to have a good conversation today about these squatters, man. Because if you've been following me on Instagram, make sure you do follow me on Instagram, by the way, MG the Mortgage Guy. I've been talking a lot about these scammers, aka squatters. So we're going to have a good conversation today because I've been meaning to talk about this last week, but I got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about that came up. But first and foremost, you already know the vibes. Go to mgbookstore.com. Pick up the latest and greatest books. You got House Hackonomics. You got the Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. This is perfect for the first-time investor, second-time investor. You need to learn the game because a lot of you have no clue what the hell you're doing. Trust me, you DM me all the time asking me questions. So pick up the book, please, mgbookstore.com. And then if you want to house hack your life away, learn how to do it the right way. Go right here. And also, you see I got the InvestFest drip on. Right? InvestFest 2024 is here, Atlanta, Georgia, August 23rd to 25th. Make sure you go to investfest.com, get your tickets today. And if you're going to InvestFest, type yes in chat, please. Type yes in chat. And make sure if you are a business, sign up for that vendor waiting list too. Very important that you have your business and get that exposure. Over 20,000 people will be there. So you need to get that exposure. Remember, investfest.com. Okay, it's April Fool's Day, and it's a lot to speak about today, right? It's a lot to talk about. Where's the NYC Invest Fest in Atlanta? If that answers your question, New York, what? Anastasia, I can't even pronounce that, okay? You ain't gonna get me out here fumbling. It's in Atlanta, 2 hours away. Hop on a flight, book your rooms, and come to Wakanda, okay? That's where it's at. All right, so let's talk about these squatters, aka scammers. First of all, these adverse prevention laws are absolutely ridiculous. I don't even understand why these old ass antiquated laws are still in place today in 2024. It makes no damn sense that someone can actually break into your house and claim it's theirs and you can't do nothing about it. It is absolutely ridiculous. And hello, Miss Wendy. I see you in the comments. How are you today? Shout out to all my mentees. I love y'all. We got a call on Friday. So let's start off. Let me share my screen. Let's go through a couple things, right? Because reform is coming, okay? Reform is coming. And it's happening slowly, but a lot of states are starting to take action. First, let's start with the state of Florida, right? Governor DeSantis, right? He signed the bill last week targeting residential squatters. You know what? Let me I want to make sure that this is good size for you guys. Pause. So let me do this. Let me take me off the screen. And I hate when these things be having ads and stuff like that on there too. My bad, y'all. So Governor DeSantis on last Wednesday signed a bill to quickly removing residential squatters, aka scammers. I love this, y'all. Let me make this a little too small. Okay, there we go. There we go. What's all these damn ads popping up? Jesus. All right. So the new law will go into effect July 1st. And I love this, right? The name of this bill in Florida, it's called HB 621. Type that in chat. HB 261. HB 261. Type that in chat, ladies and gentlemen. Type that in chat. If you are in the state of Florida, HB 621 is the law that's going to be on your side effective July 1st of 2024. All right? HB 621. If you're the victim of squatting, you can simply fill out a form, give it to your local sheriff, and the sheriff is instructed to go and remove the people who are squatting in your dwelling illegally. And that will happen very quickly. What is this? All these damn commercials. The bill, in part, could lead to second-degree felony charges for squatters. I love it. Who intentionally cause at least $1,000 in damage. It also could lead to first-degree felony charges against people who sell or lease residential property they don't own. The governor also said, we are putting an end to the squatter scam in Florida. While other states are siding with the squatters, we are protecting property owners and punishing criminals looking to game the system. I don't agree with this man on a lot of things. But Governor DeSantis, you got it right, sir. You got it right. I don't agree with you on probably 95% of the things that come out of your mouth. Pause. But this here, my friend, I agree with. I agree with this. So look, under the new law, a property owner can request law enforcement to immediately remove a scammer, aka a squatter, from their property if the following conditions are met. The individual has unlawfully entered and remains on the property. The individual has been directed to leave the property by the owner, but has not done so. And the individual is not a current or former tenant in a legal dispute. Ladies and gentlemen, this just sounds like common freaking sense to me. As I said in the opening of today's programming, I don't understand how in God's green earth they have these squatter protection laws still intact today. I don't get it. I don't understand it. These people are criminals and they're scammers and they're breaking the law by breaking into my home. It makes absolutely no sense. But effective July 1st in the state of Florida, the squatter scam will be gone. So if you from Florida, type Florida in chat, please. If you know someone in the beautiful Sunshine State, you might need to forward this video to them so that way they know what the hell's going on. So no scamming for squatters in Florida, effective July 1st. This is wonderful news. Now, I don't know why this is not a federal thing where they just can't make a federal law and it's just blanketed all over America because there's no reason for squatter protection, but I guess that's above my pay grade. Now, let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. The state of Georgia has entered the conversation. The state of Georgia has entered the conversation. If you're from Georgia or own property in Georgia, or know someone who owns property in Georgia, you might want to share this information with them too. Because last week, Georgia Squatter Reform Act passes and it awaits the governor's signature. This is incredible. This is incredible. We love this for the state of Georgia. Again, as soon as this passes, I mean, it passed, as soon as the governor signs, let's see when this goes into effect. But you can Google this on your own. Georgia Squatter Reform Act passes, awaits governor's signature. Just put those keywords in and you can kind of Google this for yourself. But look at this story that this, let's play this video. This was kind of interesting. Let's play this. Nobody want to see this. What's up with all these ads nowadays? Goodness.
Is here, Dino. What have you learned about this man and why he's doing this and the impact in the community?
Let me rewind this.
Well, this story has so many
actions. Why some people call him Machete Man. Lately, he's been the reason behind safety concerns in Atlanta's Kirkwood community, a community that's known for being edgy and having sort of a small town feel, but residents say their tolerance is being tested. Some business owners say the man is scaring off customers. The Fox 5 Eye team's Dana Fowl is looking into this for us this morning. Dana is here. Dana, what have you learned about this man, why he's doing this, and the impact in the community?
Well, this story has so many layers, but let's start with the fact that he has knives, all sorts of knives, and he wields them in the front yard. He does it out in the street, and a nearby salon owner, really right next door, says it's frightening her customers, and the threats, they've told police, have escalated.
I pass him and I immediately get alarmed.
Salon owner Kelsey Womack remembers the first time a knife-wielding man showed up on this block in this Kirkwood neighborhood.
Came back to the business, tried to warn all the clients and the staff that there was somebody out there who didn't look sane, whichever, with a weapon. And
however it looked, well, it didn't add up to breaking the law. Atlanta police neighbors say have been called repeatedly since he moved in over the summer, next door to the hair salon and to a candy shop.
We'd have a guy out there with swords and machetes and everything else.
That guy is Brandon Barkley, who the Fox 5 Eye team caught up with on the phone.
Hi, is this Brandon Barkley?
He said his daily routine of swinging knives around is a religious routine, nothing more.
You're a passionate person who talks about God.
He was threatening to hurt my clients if they parked in front of the house that he didn't rightfully own.
He's accused of being a squatter by Invitation Homes Management. They told Atlanta police they own the house on Hosea Williams Drive, not him. Invitation Homes filed to evict him in July, but the pandemic has slowed the process. In a counterclaim, Mr. Barkley said he's owed $5,000 from a couple he thought owned the home, but never brought him the lease. APD concluded it's a civil matter. The Kirkwood man told the Fox 5 Eye team he actually bought the house, paid cash to this same couple.
How much did you give them? You gave them $20,000?
He said he didn't have any paperwork to prove it, and the number he gave us for this couple, well, it's disconnected. Next door business owner Kelsey Womack says she's not concerned with who owns the home, but with how the person living there is behaving.
It's caused us to lose money. It's caused us to lose business.
Then there was the tipping point. Caught on the business surveillance camera, the machete man, well, he was carrying a new weapon. He told passersby it was a stun gun.
He was shocking the taser, however it works, and the client who's outside just said, you know, do not come near me with that taser.
Then 33-year-old Brandon Barkley pulled out something that callers to 911 believed was a gun. August 19th, Atlanta police finally arrested him. He was charged with aggravated assault, a felony. Invitation Homes changed the front door lock, put up a no trespassing notice, but relief was short-lived. Days later, Brandon Barkley, still holding a key to the back door, he said, was out on bond, back in the home with knives out.
You say you own the home, you have keys, and part of your performance with the knives in the yard is because you're becoming an angel. Okay, gotcha.
I don't want anything to happen to him, but he's terrorizing my clients.
Now, Kelsey Womack says she's afraid he perhaps might challenge the wrong person on the corner and get hurt himself. I talked to Mr. Brantley's mother and asked if there were any mental health issues, and she said absolutely not. None. He says there are none as well. His mother just says he's, quote, really into God. And she backs up his story that he gave $20,000 to a couple to own the home. Portia?
So Invitation Homes, they are moving forward with the evictions.
Man, that was different. I ain't gonna hold y'all. That was different. Obviously, this happened in like 2021. Right? But this is the type of stuff that happens. Squatters just coming to your house. I mean, that's crazy. But Georgia, they did a good thing. They passed this bill. And now hopefully these type of problems won't happen again. How was it resolved? He got evicted eventually. It took a long time. But they got him out of there. Now, let's look at this one. Let me show you this one. New York City, you're on the clock. So Florida has come through. Georgia has come through. New York City, look at this, y'all. This was in the New York Post. Let me show y'all this shit. This is absolutely ridiculous. Look at this here, y'all. Can y'all see this headline? This is absolutely ridiculous. This was in the Post on March 31st. New York City couple are sued by squatters who allegedly took over their $930,000 investment home and won't leave. What? Guys, are y'all reading this headline here? This headline blew mine. First of all, you squatting in my crib that's worth $930,000. You won't leave, and then you got...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The audacity to sue me? Look. A pair of alleged squatters accused of unlawfully moving into a Queens duplex are suing its rightful owners after refusing to vacate a $930,000 home. In the latest logic-defying chapter in the ongoing squatter saga in the borough, I like that one, which in recent weeks has seen multiple homes occupied by unwelcome invaders who claim rights to properties under New York City's permissive laws. It's absolutely absurd, the owner of the latest targeted home, Julia Foreman says, who has so far has racked up more than $4,000 in legal bills fighting the suit. That's crazy. These people literally broke into my house. It's not fair to us homeowners that we are not protected by the city. Agreed. Here's this lovely couple who owns this house. Man, I don't wish this on nobody. So within the five boroughs of New York City, squatters need to only occupy a property for 30 days before a wide range of legal protections kick in that make it difficult for the owner to evict them. New York City, you're on the clock. You can't even blame them in a way because it's handed to them on a silver platter. Agreed. Scammers will scam. Something needs to be done because the issue is getting worse. People are taking advantage of those laws, manipulating laws, and our hands are tied up. What did we do? Nothing. We put a property up for rent, and that's it. Now we're dealing with a nightmare. The couple spent $530,000 renovating the Lakeside Avenue investment property, secure tenants for both rental units when their real estate broker discovered on March 5th that the locks on the property had been changed. Damn, that sucks, y'all. So after putting up $500,000 to renovate this home, like, and you secure tenants, and then these fools break in your crib. After determining the locks, the lock change was not authorized, and returned to the home and saw through the window a silhouette of a man wearing a hoodie, sweatshirt, and holding a drill. This is the house right here. Mind you guys, I know what you're thinking. $930,000 and you get something like this, but this is New York City. This is Queens. This is actually a nice looking house in Queens, New York. Okay. So all you people from the South that's going to be in the comments watching this live and on the replay, be very respectful of Queens, New York. Okay. Very respectful. This is actually a nice looking house. No trespassing signs don't work. They ripped that down. Okay. So it's a whole bunch of stuff in here, right? You can go to the article yourself. Maybe I'll put this in the chat. Let me get this for y'all. I'll copy and paste that. I'll put the link in the chat. But basically, when the cops arrived, two Gillette squad identified, I'm not going to say their name, claimed they've been living there since January, but were unable to provide proof. The man left the home without incident, and the homeowner stated the intention was to change the locks, but the cops told them they would be arrested if they changed the locks. It wasn't an empty threat. Just 2 weeks ago, a Queens homeowner was arrested for changing the locks on her $1 million house in Flushing. I reported on that too. All right. So the two squatters returned back to the property the next day, brandishing what they claimed was a lease agreement signed by the homeowners. But the homeowners were prepared, presenting officers with ownership documents and timestamp video showing the house had been vacant, the homeowners told the Post. The police then escorted the men from the property, and then owners changed the lock. Upon entering, the couple found that their freshly renovated home was marred by the trespassers' utter disregard for the ill-gotten digs, including scuffed up wood floors, scratches, and walls, and smell of marijuana everywhere. What should have been the end of the ordeal was only the beginning. When 10 days later, the homeowners were served court documents notifying them that the men were suing them. Listen to this, y'all. 10 days later, after cops kicked these people out, they were served with court documents, the homeowners, notifying them that the squatters were suing them and the real estate company handling the rental. Yo, you can't make this shit up. Yo, you can't make this up, yo. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. The squatters had the audacity to go find a lawyer and serve them with court documents to sue them. The squatters was granted an emergency lockout hearing on March 22nd in Queens Civil Court, during which the couple's lawyer asked the judge for a trial, arguing that the men had perpetrated a fraud. But the squatter showed up to court with forged documents cobbled together from public records and hastily photoshopped. What? They found whatever they could and threw it all together. The lease they presented is ridiculous. Sign on January 1 and start in January 1, he said. I don't know how they had the audacity to show up in court. And the squatters had a lawyer. This guy, David Harris, what the hell is going on here? David Harris told the outlet that his clients had shown him enough for me to believe they were living there, which included a rental application, a lease, and text messages. The next scheduled court date is April 5th. Oh. When a couple asks if in the meantime they could let their tenants move in, he said that nothing, that they couldn't do so before the matter was adjourned. It could complicate things further. So they can't even, the tenants that they have, the real tenants that they have, these homeowners, they can't even let them move in until this matter is cleared in the court system. The court system is not favorable to landlords. It could take years to evict someone who illegally broke into your house. Where's the law in that? Why work hard to pay rent or mortgages when you can break into somebody's house every couple years and have luxury living? That is crazy. New York, you are on the clock. New York, New York, New York, you are on the clock. Somebody broke into my house and I'm in court getting sued by them. How can we be here? How is this possible? There have to be safety precautions in place. I agree. This makes no damn sense. Let me stop sharing this real quick, please, because I got to look at the camera for this one. New York City, you are on the clock. This is absolutely ridiculous. Like, as someone who is born and raised in New York City, like, this is absolutely ridiculous. People work hard here in New York. First of all, to afford a house in New York in today's world is extremely difficult. And for the state of New York to allow people to break into homes, first of all, that's illegal. You're breaking and entering. Like, and then as long as they stay in that house for 30 days or more, they have legal protection. Like, it's crazy. It don't make no sense. So New York, governor, all you councilmen, whoever, y'all need to pass a bill ASAP, because this is happening a lot in the beautiful city of New York, because folks know that it takes up to 2 years to evict in New York. So if they so happen to stay in this house for 30 days or more, or if they're good at forgery and putting together documents and making fake leases and stuff like that, the cops are not going to do nothing. So if you're in New York, you need cameras on your property. You need to have not just cameras hanging that don't work. You need to have cameras, timestamps, get you some Ring. Protect yourself, because this is only going to get ugly before it gets better, unless something gets passed ASAP. There needs to be reform in New York immediately for this. Florida has stepped up. Georgia has stepped up. Other states need to step up. Like, California needs to step up. Like, the whole country needs to step up. Like, because this doesn't make any sense. No damn sense at all that people can actually get away with this. Like, people get mail sent there. They do all types of scammer shit. I hate this for this couple. You put $500,000 in rehab. You have tenants. You're just trying to provide for your family. And people do this. It's a shame, yo. It's a shame. It is an absolute shame. But squatter reform needs to happen nationwide. I still don't understand why is there any legal protections. I understand New York is a judicial state. There's a lot of red tape and politics here. But, like, come on, man. Let's get some common sense going on. Like, common sense is just not common these days. And for squatters to have rights, to me, it's not common sense. Sorry. Like, I know several people right now that got squatters. Thank God I'm not one of them. Knock on wood. But this is terrible. And this is why I keep talking about this, because people, I'm hearing stories firsthand, and people can't afford to maintain. You got to think about it. You're buying an investment property to have an investment. Somebody squats in your house. You can't do nothing. You got to go through the court system, spend more money, but you still have mortgage to pay and everything else. And you can't turn off the water. You can't do nothing, because then you can get in trouble. Shit is ass backwards to me. It makes no damn sense. So what are your thoughts in the comments, man? Do you think there should be squatter reform nationwide? Do you think squatters should have rights? To me, this is just common sense. It doesn't make both sense and sense to me. I hope more states, more governors step up and end the squatter scam ASAP. Sunkisser said, reminds me of a Lifetime movie. It is a Lifetime. This is a real Lifetime movie. Like, no rights for squatters. I agree. It should be no rights for squatters. It's despicable. It's disgusting. And I don't condone it. I don't like it. If you're a squatter, you're a scammer to me. Plain and simple. You're a scammer. You get no respect. Definitely should be nationwide ban. I agree, G. Houston. It definitely should be nationwide. All right, so I'm not going to sit here and drag this out too much longer. I've said enough on this subject for today. Well, here we go. I was waiting for this comment. Clark the Realtor said, well, this country was founded on theft. It doesn't make sense, but that is how America works. They are taking this adverse possession law seriously. Yeah, I agree. The original squatters laws was because of the theft that the forefathers committed. Agreed. But it's time to change those laws, because we're here now. Like, we are here now. I get it. That doesn't make an excuse, because the country was founded on theft. That was how many years ago? Cool. And this is not how America works, to me, in my opinion. This is just people just being scammers. It's stealing. Was it right for the forefathers to come here and steal America? No. Not at all. Not at all. But we're here now. And these laws need to change. It's time for it to go. We don't operate like that no more. We've been reformed. It's time to change the laws. So Antoine Davis says, at this rate, Trump will win if they keep this up. Paula Unger has some wild real estate laws too, all about protecting the renters and the scammers. Well, we ain't gonna talk politics here, because I have a lot to say about that too, but we ain't gonna talk about that here. We ain't gonna talk about that here. But leave your thoughts in the comments, what you think. Sound off. Do what you gotta do in the comments. What time is it? It's 6:45 right now. And so we're gonna end this. I've been on this live for about 33 minutes. Again, go to mgmortgageacademy.com if you want to become a part of my Mortgage Academy. Join the elite membership. The flash sale ends tonight at midnight, Monday, April 1st at midnight. Tomorrow, the price will be up and stuck. Don't say I didn't warn you. I told you this on my IG all weekend, if you were paying attention. I'm telling you now here on YouTube. It's probably the first time you're hearing this, but it's over. Flash sale will be over tonight. I agree with you, Ashley. Squatters do not need rights. Nothing but a scam. Total BS. 1,000% agree with you, Ashley. All right. That's all I got for y'all today. Tomorrow, I might jump back on here tomorrow. I think I got a lot to say. First quarter, I was kind of laying off on Rants and Gems and YouTube and everything like that. We back in motion, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in motion. Hit that bell for notifications because you never know what time I'm going to come on here. Hit the bell for notifications. We got action again. I'm feeling great. I'm rejuvenated. I'm down 30 plus pounds and I'm about to lose another 40 something pounds. So my energy levels through another roof. And I want to talk about a lot of different things. So tune in tomorrow between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern. What's tomorrow? Tuesday? Yeah. Tomorrow we'll be on here 5 to 6 p.m. somewhere around there. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in tomorrow. Download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets, Apple, Spotify. Let's make Rants and Gems the number one real estate podcast in the world. And yeah, and if you got any interesting stories, you know, any squatters or anything interesting in the real estate world that you want me to discuss here on the channel, feel free to, you know, put a link in the comments or DM me on Instagram, MG the Mortgage Guy. Let's get some information going, man. I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good. Second quarter is here, y'all. And make sure you go to investfest.com. Very important. Investfest.com. Tickets are on sale right now. Pre-sale tickets are on sale right now. So make sure you get your tickets. That's all I got for y'all. Matt Garland here. NMLS number 58700. But I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.